On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care. What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
What's up, everybody? JP Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast is here, coming at you live right now. Want to thank our good friends at Commuter Connections. As always, a couple clicks is all it takes to share a ride to work. When you want, where you want, for free, commuterconnections.org, 1-800-745-RIDE, and Carpool Now is their app. Check them out. They can hook you up with a ride to work, which is always good news. Very fun podcast coming your way right now. I talked with Nate Sudfeld at length. We have a good conversation that I really think you're going to enjoy. If you don't know Nate, he's a great dude. He's funny. Very laid back, that very much that kind of California chill. He's also huge. He's 6'5". I'm guessing Ty Insecki. There's probably a few guys in the Redskins locker room that are taller than him, but he would be right up there with the tallest guys. He's certainly the biggest of the quarterbacks between Kirk Cousins and Colt McCoy. And, you know, it's interesting to keep in mind with Nate that there is some development plan with this guy. He's a six-round draft pick from the 2016 draft. He's a Scott McLuhan pick. We talked to him about Scott and what Scott meant to him. Right now it appears that Kirk Cousins will be the Redskins quarterback in 2017, but there are certainly questions beyond that. And enjoy this conversation with Nate. Real quick, word from our sponsors, and then we will go directly to me and Nate.
A couple clicks is all it takes to pay your bills, to share your thoughts, and now to share a ride. A couple clicks gives you more options to more places for free. Register to rideshare today at commuterconnections.org or 800-745-RIDE. Try our new Carpool Now app too.
Very excited to join Nate Sudfeld on to Redskins Talk Podcast now. Nate is a great dude, a really tall guy, and a good quarterback that eventually is probably going to get his chance to compete for the Redskins. Nate, what's up, man? Thank you very much for joining us.
Hey, how's it going? I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Dude, thank you for joining us. I want to start. There's obviously plenty to talk about with the Skins, but you just got back from Uganda, what looked like a really cool trip, judging by your Instagram. Tell me what took you over there.
Yeah, so that was actually my third trip out to Uganda. I went first when I was 14 years old, and I got to go with my family's organization, Assist International. We've done a lot of projects out there. So this time we actually did a sports camp at a school/orphanage that we helped partner to build. And then we also checked in on one of the houses that we just had built at a different orphanage in a different part of Uganda. So it was a great trip.
Wow. So you've been going over there three times in the last, 8 years or something?
Yeah, but three times in the last, 9 years, something like that. So now that I have, solid off seasons and I'm not in year-round school, I'll hopefully be able to go every year. So,
is it pretty crazy? I imagine you've got to see some kids, grow up and from, little kids on. And
right. Yeah, it's an unbelievable experience. And this trip, we actually were able to have more time getting to know kids at a personal level and, each individual instead of just, the whole group. And so that made it extra special, kind of spending more one-on-one time with the kids. But yeah, there were definitely kids that I recognized or remembered. It was an unbelievable experience.
I bet, man. I bet. That's really cool. And is it a religious organization or just a nonprofit, do the right thing?
It's technically a nonprofit humanitarian, but me and my family have a strong faith too. So, okay. But that's not the organization isn't missionary work as much as humanitarian work, you know, medical projects, orphan villages, fresh water, women's empowerment, things like that.
So none of those kind of weird slash funny stories you hear from like Tim Tebow on missionary trips?
not necessarily.
Gotcha. We don't need to go any further there. How is your, all right, besides traveling to Africa to legitimately try to help save the world, how has the rest of your offseason been going?
It's been great, man. So I after the season, I got to go home and just spend time with the family in California for a few weeks. And then I actually got to go to Hawaii just to kind of, you know, unplug my phone and just kind of get away for about 10 days. And then after Hawaii, I headed out to D.C. and I was out working out for a couple weeks before I went to Uganda last week, and then got back and just working out and watching film here, just getting ready.
Gotcha. So who else, you know, I'm out at the park kind of intermittently in the off season. I see some folks, you know, cause I do Larry's show. I do Redskins Nation once a week. So I run into folks there, and you never know when there's meetings or events or whatever. Who all are you working out with kind of routinely, or does it vary right now just because of people's schedules?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely varies, like, who's here, because guys kind of come in and out, you know, myself included. So, I mean, I've hung out with Josh Dotson a lot, and, you know, Rob Kelly's here now. But, I mean, down the list, like, Derek Carrier, you know, Tress and Dustin are there, and, you know, Comp is around. And so, I mean, and then I got to meet my new quarterback coach the other week, so that was really cool. And then just kind of popping by and saying hi to the coaches. We're not allowed to meet, which is unfortunate, but it's been good to just see them and say hi.
Gotcha. How'd it go with new quarterback's coach?
Yeah, I love him, man. He's legitimately my height, which is pretty rare.
Oh, wow,
like,
yeah.
Like you said early on, I'm a pretty tall dude, so I'm really excited. He seems like a great guy. He's a young guy, and it seems very knowledgeable, and I'm just excited to work with him.
All right, you talked about Dotson there. That I don't know if you know this, Nate, but a lot of fans are very anxious to see Josh out on the field.
as they should be, man. I mean, we've all seen his highlight film from college, and when he was practicing, he was looking awesome last year. So I'm just excited for him to, you know, kind of have a clean slate, feel healthy, because it's a tough deal when you're really, you know, he really wanted to play last year, but when you really can't trust, you know, a body part or something, and instead of worrying about, you know, beating your man across from you or, you know, making sure you're, you know, doing your best in terms of the game plan, you're kind of just worried about each cut, and hopefully my foot or my ankle, whatever, his Achilles would hold up. That really kind of messes with you. So I'm glad he was kind of able to let it heal, and I think he's going to have a huge year.
I think you guys need him to have a huge year with the loss of Deshaun and Pierre. Have you talked to those guys at all since they moved on?
I've been in touch with, really kind of both of them, not since they got picked up, but before. I'm kind of let it settle down before I just kind of wish them well and tell them thank you just for kind of helping me out this year and stuff. But, I mean, again, it's a business, and they both had great years and have had great careers. So excited for them, going to root for them, except whenever we play them. But I'm excited about who we have, and I mean, I think we have a really good thing going.
Sure. I mean, just on like a personal level, the first time you were in drills or practice or whatever, and the play came in, or just the route that you're running, is you're throwing the go route to Deshaun. What was that like?
Yeah, it was surreal. I mean, obviously, like, Pierre's a big deal because going to school at Indiana University, he was a Colt for a while, and everybody there loves him. And then, you know, being a California guy and just, you know, being close to Cal Berkeley and everything with Deshaun, and he's obviously known as one of the fastest players in the NFL. I mean, my first week of OTAs, somehow I snuck in there, got a rep with Deshaun, throwing a go ball, and I mean, I threw it about as far as I could, and I mean, it seemed like he kind of slowed down for it a little bit, so it kind of just woke me up that, wow, there's really another gear of speed out there. So, you know, I started planning accordingly, but never really got too many reps with him, but man, he was fun to watch.
So now the Skins have signed Terrell Pryor. Do you know him at all just from being in the Big Ten? I imagine he's a little older than you.
Yeah, he's a little older than me. I think he left the year before I got to Indiana. So okay. I've never met him, but I heard a lot of great things about him, and I'm sure I'm going to meet him here soon. And him being a quarterback as well, I think, I mean, he's going to have a lot of knowledge just about the game in general. I think we'll all get along really well. We're excited to have him.
So we're talking about the quarterbacks, and I'm curious what it's like for you to kind of watch everything going on with Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, well, it was really interesting, just kind of everything shaking down when I was in Africa, because I didn't really have Wi-Fi. I had very spotty Wi-Fi, so for about 4 days in a row, I didn't have Wi-Fi, and all of a sudden, you know, a lot of stuff shook out, whatever, at Redskins Park and with everything. So kind of getting back on my phone, I was kind of trying to catch up, see all what happened and stuff. So, but yeah, I'm really not too worried about exactly what happens with Kirk. I mean, I'm a big fan of Kirk, and he's been great to me. And I mean, I'd love the opportunity to, you know, keep learning from him. But I mean, whenever I do get an opportunity, whatever year it is, I'm looking forward to that as well, and going to make the most of that. But not too worried about it. Not worrying about things I can't control. It's very cliche, but I'm excited about the future.
Well, and so I'm guessing one of the other things when you were in Africa with no Wi-Fi was finding out that Scott McLuhan was no longer with the team.
Right.
What was that like? I mean, Scott drafted you. So what was right. that? What was your reaction there?
Yeah, it was weird. I mean, I didn't really see it coming. I kind of, maybe some people did. I don't really keep up with reading stuff very much, but I was pretty surprised. And, you know, but I mean, I'm not the one up there in the front offices. I don't know what's really going on, so I just try to do what I can do. And but I am very thankful to Scott for, you know, giving me the opportunity and drafting me. And I mean, I wish him well. And I got to know his son a little bit. And when he would come out, he's kind of from the same area as I am. And it was good to meet him. And yeah, nothing but love for Scott. I mean, again, for giving me the opportunity, and I hope he does really well in the future.
So you just said something that offended me a little bit, Nate. You're telling me you don't read all the blogs I write and all the stuff I publish?
I'm sorry. I learned early that it's not ideal to try to keep up with everything. I'm sure you're an excellent blogger, writer. And, you know, maybe I'll start reading some of your stuff, but I just try to worry about what I can control. It would take too much of my time to be worried about everything being written.
I hear you, man. It's hard enough for me because I get enough people on Twitter and social media telling me that I'm an idiot. So I can only imagine from a pro athlete the kind of stuff you hear and don't want to hear because there's really no upside for you.
Right. Yeah. You know, it's nice to just kind of filter things out or not really worry about what other people are saying. I'm just trying to make sure, you know, I'm doing well for Coach Gruden, my quarterback coach, Coach O'Connell, and then Coach Kavanaugh, and then, you know, whoever else in the front office is, you know, in charge of me or watching me. I'm just trying to do the best I can for all of them and not try to please too many people.
That's smart, but I want to ask you this, because there's one person you do have to please. Your locker is situated directly next to Trent Williams' lockers, and Trent is obviously a pretty big deal in DC, in the NFL, and in that locker room. And at various times, you've had to be kind of the gatekeeper to Trent. How did that go for you as a rookie?
Yeah, it was interesting kind of getting put in the locker right next to Trent. And I'm so thankful I did. Fortunately for me, we kind of had an immediate, you know, thing to talk about because we both played for Kevin Wilson.
Coach
Wilson was my head coach, was his O-line coach / OC at OU, and now he's the Ohio State offensive coordinator. So we always would tell stories about playing for Coach Wilson and what he was like to play for. And so that kind of got us a little bit of a friendship. And I would just kind of do normal rookie things, like if he needed a towel, I'd be like, all right, I'll get you the towel, or, you know, little things like that. And then we kind of had a little funny thing where I set up, you know, a little –
the velvet rope.
The
VIP area, man.
And put VIP for reporters coming to talk to him, just acting like I was charging $5 per person. So he got a kick out of that. So that was pretty funny.
Yeah. I don't know about acting. I handed you a $5 bill to get through there one time.
That's true. Yeah, I didn't see much of the money, of course. Yeah. He's a good businessman, so I didn't see much of it.
No, so our listeners know, Nate gave me back the $5 bill. It was a bit yes. for TV, but it was funny. You talked about college ball at Indiana, How hard is it for you right now to not have the Hoosiers in the tournament?
Yeah, it's tough, man. A lot of people are kind of hating on Coach Crean, and I'm a big Tom Crean fan. I got to know him pretty well when I was there. And so, but regardless, I'm disappointed they're not in the tournament, but I think they'll be back next year. I don't know. The Big Ten basketball is, I think, the best conference in all of college basketball. So, I think we'll get back on track next year.
See, for me, I'm a Maryland grad. When I was in school, we were the ACC. So I'm trying to get used to this Big Ten stuff. And I
that's right.
I don't know how much I like it, but I'm trying. another thing I wanted to ask you about, I can't remember who it was, but when you sent out the Instagram post from Uganda, one of your teammates on Twitter, kind of quote tweeted it and said like, oh, you're a good dude. And so, but it said, you're a good dude, Sudafed. Is that a nickname for you, or was that an autocorrect situation?
That is definitely a nickname, but I actually didn't. Do you know who quoted it? It was one of my teammates.
Yes, I can't remember who. I should have starred the tweet. I can't remember, but
okay, so, yeah, it's all good. But yeah, that definitely.
So they call you Sudafed?
One of my nicknames. So I can't really share the exact story. It has to do with my rookie skit, and it was kind of a hit.
Oh, you got to give us a little guys, more than that.
Now refer to me as it.
You got to give us something about the skit.
Yeah, well, I would love to, but I don't know. The whole rookie skit thing is kind of in house, and I'm not really at liberty to share exactly why I'm called Sudafed, other than it's similar to Sudfeld. So
okay,
I'll leave it at that.
That's all right. Now I'm very intrigued. I think that's going to be my. My 2017 pet project is figuring that out.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if it comes out.
The other nickname I've heard is Studfeld. I'm sure you've heard that one too, right?
I love that one. That one's a good one. I'd like to keep that one over Sudafed. So
more Studfeld, less Sudafed.
I'll take that.
All right, fair enough. Any other nicknames we should know about?
Nothing too crazy. Those are my two craziest ones. I'm usually called Suddy. Suddy, which I always thought was cool. It just kind of flows pretty well, or just Nate. So nothing too crazy.
Just Nate. All right, fair enough. dude, all right, so you've been here not quite a year, but been in and around D.C., Virginia for a while. What do you think of the area? Do you like it?
Man, I love it. That's why I've been here a lot this offseason. I've really fallen in love with it. I remember I actually came out to this area in eighth grade. Everyone does
like a field trip,
DC trip, and we spent time in Virginia, Maryland, and then DC. And I always really liked it. And then we played Maryland my senior year at Maryland, and it was a beautiful day. And we were driving through, and I was like, man, it's really pretty out here. And then I got drafted here. Yeah, I've fallen in love with it. Like the people, I love how diverse it is, and obviously it's beautiful, and I love how much history is out here. And I've taken advantage of going to the Smithsonian's a little bit, and definitely gonna do that a little bit more here in the future, but really enjoy it out here.
So your quarterback's room, Colt has two little girls, Kirk has one on the way, and as I understand it, you're still playing the bachelor life, is that correct?
Yeah, I know. I'm definitely single, and it is interesting being in that quarterback room on the team in general, because when I show up, everyone seems to be married or with a serious girlfriend or with kids, and I'm just a single bro with there's a few other single dudes on the team, so it was just different from college where everyone's single, you're all about the same age, and then going to the NFL and everyone's married or serious girlfriend or with kids, so that was definitely a little transition, and I'm still trying to get used to that.
Now, is Colt's wife or Kirk's wife trying to, set you up on dates and get you to, settle down, Nate, that kind of stuff?
Well, there has been talks of it here and there, but, they definitely still agree with me that I tell them I'm too young. I don't really feel like I'm ready to settle down, or I just don't, I don't know, I don't think I'm ready to, give that to somebody. Maybe I'm selfish right now, but at least I'm self-aware.
Yeah, dude, I didn't get married till I was 32, I think, so.
Yeah, that's a good age, man. I've always said, 27 to, 30, 3 is about kind of the range I see myself getting married.
Yeah, that works. That works. Nate, is there any charity stuff or any of your social media, anything we can plug for you? Anything you want to tell our listeners about?
I mean, shoot, I'm actually going to post another picture here soon and about this lady. Her name is Sister Rosemary, who's in Uganda, and she was actually one of Time's 100 most influential people in 2014, and I'm lucky enough to call her a friend, and she's just done amazing work in Uganda specifically, and taking care of a lot of, you know, the kids, especially the girls who were, really abused during the Joseph Kony thing, and then all the civil war that was going on there. And there's an article I'm going to post with it as well, just to kind of give people who are interested a little background of her. But I mean, other than that, I mean, the thing with Assist International is it's not just designated to Uganda. They've done over 300 projects in over 60 countries, so all continents of the world. So a lot of very cool stuff. And but then at the same time, I mean, there's a lot of stuff to be done, and you know, in D.C. or in the U.S. So it's not just that they only do stuff around the world. So, but yeah, nothing too specific other than that.
All right. This is, we'll end it here. I want to let our sponsors say hi real quick, and then we'll come right back.
A couple clicks is all it takes to pay your bills, to share your thoughts, and now to share a ride. A couple clicks gives you more options to more places for free. Register to Rideshare today at commuterconnections.org or 800-745-RIDE. Try our new Carpool Now app too.
Okay, Nate, I really appreciate you coming on, man. I want to invite you personally. April 5th, we are having a party for all the podcast listeners. Everybody gets one free beer, Nate. So if you want to come in, it's
you have me there.
Yeah, it's April 5th at Penn Quarter Sports Tavern. The Caps play the Rangers that night, so you're like two blocks from the game. Yeah, it'd be a fun one.
I'm a huge Caps fan. I'm a Sharks diehard fan, but other than the Sharks, I'm a big Caps fan.
That works too, because they only play like twice a year, right?
Right.
And the odds of them meeting in the playoffs are fairly remote.
Right.
Well, dude, make it happen. Maybe because you have been a guest on the podcast, I'll give you two free beers. Maybe.
Oh, shoot, man. You had me at one, but I'll be there.
Thank you very much, man. I really appreciate it. Great to speak with you.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
I owe you a beer.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.